إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Indeed, the praise belongs to Allah. We praise Him, seek His assistance and forgiveness, and we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and the evil consequences of our deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is no one that can lead him astray, and whoever Allah leads astray, there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that nothing deserves to be worshipped except Allah alone, and that He has no partners or associates, and I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is His servant and His messenger. This evening, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, this is our second session for this month of Ramadan, 1441. It's the first session of this topic, which we're going to take for the next few sessions, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. And our topic for tonight is Atharu al-Qur'an fi islah al-Qulub. Yani the effect or the impact of the Qur'an in terms of mending or repairing, reforming, improving the hearts. Yani, what effect does the Qur'an have on the rectification, the reformation, the rebuilding, the improvement of the hearts? Hearts that may be sick or corrupted or weak. What is the effect of the Qur'an? This is our topic. And the Shaykh actually discusses a number of topics within this theme. The first topic that he talks about is the Qur'an itself, the descriptions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to the Qur'an in the Qur'an itself. Tonight, inshallah, we're going to talk about some of those descriptions. And the Shaykh mentions 10 ayat. We're going to read those ayat and we're going to look at each of them a little bit, yani from what some of the scholars of tafsir have said. Okay, so let's begin. Our topic tonight is, as I said, Athar al-Qur'an fi islah al-Qulub, the impact or the effect of the Qur'an in mending the hearts. And this topic is presented by Shaykh Sulaiman ibn Salimullah al-Ruhayli. And he is probably known to most of us. He is a professor at the Islamic University of Medina, and he is also a teacher in the Masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Medina, and he is also the Imam and Khatib of the well-known, yani, historical and Masjid of great significance, Masjid Quba in Medina as well. So the Shaykh is well known. He has written many books and given lectures in the city of Medina, around the country of Saudi Arabia, and in other countries around the world. And for the sake of time, we're going to get right into our topic. And unfortunately, I apologize that we don't have an English translation PDF file for this particular topic. For those who are following us in Arabic, then we did send out the PDF file for the Arabic text of this book. And inshallah, before we finish this series, hopefully we're going to try to find a PDF file for this topic. Okay, so the Shaykh begins, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah, Al-Malik al-Quddus, As-Salam ar-Rahim ar-Rahman al-Allam. That the praise belongs to Allah, the King, the Holy, the Pure, the Merciful, the Beneficent, the All-Knowing. All praise belongs to Allah, yani because He is Allah, and also because of His qualities and characteristics and His beautiful names, from which the Shaykh has mentioned here a few. Then he says, Allah, الَّذِي أَنزَلَ عَلَيْنَا خَيْرُ الْكَلَامِ, the one who has revealed to us the best of speech. وَجَعَلَ تِلَاوَتَهُ مُطَحِّرَةً لِلْقَلْبِ مِنَ الْأَدْرَانِ وَالْآثَامِ, and he has made the recitation of this Qur'an a means of purification for the heart from all kinds of filth and sins. وَأَنْعَمَ عَلَيْنَا بِالْإِسْلَامِ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one who has favored us with Islam. وَأَكْمَلَ لَنَا الدِّينَ, and he has perfected for us the deen. وَأَتَمَّ عَلَيْنَا الْإِنْعَامِ, and completed upon us the favors. And this statement here from the Shaykh, يعني, is derived clearly from the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Ma'idah, الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمْ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا, that today I have perfected for you your deen and completed upon you my ni'mah, my favor, and I am pleased, yani, with choosing for you al-Islam as your deen. The Shaykh goes on to say in his introduction to his topic, وَأَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ الْمَعْبُودُ الْحَقُّ عَلَى الدَّوَامِ, and I bear witness that nothing deserves to be worshipped except Allah alone, and that He has no partners. He is the ma'bud al-haq, the only one that deserves, that has a right to be worshipped, عَلَى الدَّوَامِ, and this right of being worshipped is exclusively His, eternally, always, and forever. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله, and I bear witness that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is his abd, his worshipper, and his rasul, his messenger, that he sent to deliver the message of Islam. المبعوث رحمة للأنام, and he is the one who has been missioned as a mercy for the whole of humanity. من التزم سنته اهتدى واستقام, so whoever adhered to, sticks to tightly to his sunnah, then that person will be guided and he will be upright. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ دِينِهِ تَخَبَّطَ فِي دَيَاجِيرِ الظَّلَامِ, and whoever turns away from the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-Islam, then that person will be stumbling in the gloom of darkness. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَتَمَّ السَّلَاةِ وَأَزْكَى السَّلَامِ, and yani, may the salat and the salam in its most perfect form and in its purest form be upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wa radiyallahu an alihi wa ashabihi at-tayyibin al-a'lam, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with his companions, the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wa radiyallahu anhum, the pure, his family and his companions who are pure and distinguished and noble. After this opening, the Shaykh, he says, أَمَّا بَعْدْ فَمَعَاشِرْ الْكِرَامْ أُحْيِيكُمْ بِتَحِيَّةِ أَهْلِ الْإِسْلَامِ وَتَحِيَّةِ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ فَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ, so O a noble gathering, I greet you with the greetings of Islam, the greetings of the people of Jannah, السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ, and then the Shaykh says that welcome, أَهْلًا وَسَهْلًا, welcome to you those who I love you, يعني, for the sake of Allah, the one who possesses all blessings and bounties. Now the Shaykh goes into the heart of his topic. The first statement that he makes here is something for us to pay attention to. أَيُّهَا الْأَحَبَّ الْأَحِبَّ إِنَّ خَيْرَ مَا يَجْتَمِعُ عَلَيْهِ الْعِبَادِ عِلْمٌ مَبَنِيٌّ عَلَى قَالَ اللَّهِ قَالَ رَسُولُهُ, that the best of what the ibad, the people, the servants, the worshippers of Allah may gather upon, the best thing that will be the basis of our gathering is knowledge that is based upon what Allah said and what His Messenger said. Yani, the best of all gatherings, the basis for the best of all gatherings, the reason why we should gather, yani, the best thing that we can gather for is for knowledge. Knowledge that is based upon قَالَ اللَّهُ وَقَالَ رَسُولُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ, yani what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said and what His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. And he said this type of gathering based on the knowledge of the Quran and the Sunnah, three benefits he mentioned. تَصْلُحُ بِهِ الْقُلُوبِ, the hearts will be reformed, repaired and mended by this gathering. The gathering which is based upon the sharing or the spreading or the conveying of knowledge from the Quran and Sunnah. وَتَسْتَقِيمُ بِهِ الْحَيَاةِ, and the life of the people in this world will become upright. It will be corrected. وَيَصْبِرُ بِهِ الْإِنسَانُ عَلَى مَرَارَةِ الدُّنْيَا, and by this knowledge, the person will be given patience, or will have the ability to be patient with the bitterness, yani the difficulties of the life in this world. Yani, the best of gatherings is the gathering that's based upon the knowledge of Quran and Sunnah. And this type of gathering, this knowledge of the Quran and Sunnah, yani, mends the hearts and makes the life of the people upright and gives the person the ability to be patient with the difficulties, the bitter realities of life. The next thing the Shaykh says, also of great importance, إِنَّ هَذَا الْإِجْتِمَاءَ فِي هَذَا الْمَسْجِدَ الْمُبَارَكَ مِنَ الْقُرُبَاتِ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ لِمَنْ حَسُنَ قَصْدُهُ. That this gathering, the like of this gathering in this blessed masjid, is from those things that are means of nearness to Allah. Yani, gathering for this purpose is a means, yani, is an act, a deed that brings one near to Allah. He said, but with the condition, لِمَنْ حَسُنَ قَصْدُهُ. Yani, for the one whose intention is good, who has a good intention, who gathers for a good intention, for the intention, yani, for the sake of Allah, for the pleasure of Allah. Therefore, he said, فَنَسْأَلُ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ أَن يَرْزُقَنَا جَمِيعًا الْإِخْلَاصِ. So I ask, or we ask Allah Azza wa Jalla, that He grant all of us sincerity, yani, that we have gathered together for sincerity, and that the things that we do be done sincerely for the sake of Allah. وَأَن يَجْعَلَنَا مِنَ الْعِبَادِ الصَّالِحِينَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الصَّالِحِينَ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُوا الْقَوْلَ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَهُ. And we also ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He make us to be from amongst His righteous servants, those who hear the speech, the good speech, and then they follow the best of it. And this is very important also, that we not just listen to good speech, but rather that we follow the best of what we hear. After this introduction, the Shaykh goes to two foundation points that related to this topic of the impact or the effect of the Quran in mending or in repairing, reforming, rebuilding, yani putting it in, putting the hearts in order, yani rectifying, fixing the problems in the hearts of the human beings. This is our topic, and the Shaykh here goes to the heart of the topic where he mentions the reason why the human being has been placed in the earth, and he also mentions the thing which, through which the person is either going to be reformed and do the job that we have been placed here for, or he will be corrupted and he will not fulfill the task for which he has been created. Yani. So the Shaykh, he says, أَيُّهَا الْفُضَلَاء أَيُّهَا الْأَخْيَار أَيُّهَا الْحُدُور. Yani, O noble, yani, chosen brothers gathering, people who have come to this gathering, خَلَقَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ الْإِنسَانِ لِيَكُونَ خَلِيفَةً فِي الْأَرْضِ. This is the first statement, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created a human being to be a khalifa in the earth. Allah has created a human being for a purpose, to be a khalifa in the earth. Yani, khalifa means one who comes after another, one who comes after another. And the human being comes, yani, come into this earth generations after generations. And in some verses, in some ayats of the Quran, the Khalifa, especially in Surah Al-Baqarah, in the beginning of it, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةَ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً. And this ayat is in reference to Adam, that Allah said to the angels, that I have placed in the earth a Khalifa, meaning Adam alayhi salam. And Adam's task, yani, was to populate the earth and to establish the Tawheed of Allah in the earth, and this is the responsibility of the generations of the human beings who followed. The Shaykh says, Allah created the human being to be a khalifa in the earth, yani generations following up generations. وَلِيَأْمُرَ أَوْ لِيُؤَمِّرَهَا بِأَعْظَمْ إِمَارَ. And that they, yani, populate the earth, cultivate the earth, and settle the earth with the best of settling or cultivation, أَلَا وَهِيَ تَوْهِيدُ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. Is it anything other than the Tawheed of Allah? Yani, the human being has been placed in the earth to cultivate the earth, yani, upon a Tawheed, the Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, singling out Allah alone for every act of worship and everything that is His exclusive right. The second matter, he said, وَجَعَلَ فِي الْإِنسَانِ مُضْغَةً إِذَا صَلَحَتْ صَلَحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ أَلَا وَهِيَ القلب. And the second statement, he said, and the human being, Allah has placed in the human being a small piece of flesh. If it is upright, if it is yani sound, whole, then the whole body will be sound, whole, well, healthy. وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ But if it is corrupted, then the whole body likewise will be corrupted, and that is the heart. So here the Shaykh has made two statements, and this is the foundation of our topic, that the human being has been placed in the earth with an objective, a purpose, and that is to cultivate the earth upon the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is like the saying of Allah, وَمَا خَلَقَتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونِ That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I have not created the man and jinn except to worship me. يعني to worship Allah alone, to establish a tawheed. This is the purpose for which the human being has been placed in the earth, to worship Allah alone. And the human being has been given a heart, which if it is sound and healthy and whole, the whole body, yani the limbs, the actions of the human being will be sound, will be whole, will be healthy. But if it is corrupted, the whole body will corrupt it. And this is the theme of this discussion, the effect of the Qur'an in the rectification or the reparation, the reformation, the correction, the fixing of the hearts. This heart, which the human being who has been placed in the earth as a khalifa to establish tawheed, this heart, it has ability or the it is susceptible to to being healthy if it is attended to, or being corrupted and sick if it is not attended to. And this would determine the rest of the actions of the human being. So the Shaykh says, this piece of flesh, فَهَذِهِ الْمُضْغَةُ صَغِيرَةُ الْجِسْمِ كَبِيرَةُ الْأَثَرِ يعني it is small in size, but it is big in its effect. The effect that it has, the impact that it has on the human being. تتوقف عليها حياة الإنسان الحسية والمعنوية That it is, yani the life of the human being, their material life and their spiritual life is dependent upon and based upon and subject to the condition of this yani small organ, piece of flesh in the body, the heart. وهي قابلة للصلاة والفساد And it is a receptacle that is disposed or is susceptible to righteousness, and it is also disposed and susceptible to corruption. And here the Shaykh mentions, yani, these two categories of hearts. فَقَدْ تَكُونُ صَحِيَةً صَالِحَةً سَلِيمَةً Yani, perhaps the heart might be healthy and righteous and sound. وَقَدْ تَكُونُ مَرِيضَةً عَمْيَا صَمَّا And it also, perhaps, might be sick and blind and deaf. And here the Shaykh mentions two ayats to support these two categories of the heart that is sahih, salih, salim. He said, yeah, he mentions from the Quran, from Surah Al-Shu'ara, 26 Surah, 89th ayat, إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهِ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ Yani, except the one who comes to Allah, who meets Allah يوم القيامة with a yani healthy, sound heart. And then, and we're going to come back to this ayat a little bit to discuss some of what the scholars said in tafsir. I want to mention the other ayat that supports the other category of hearts, yani the heart that is mariva, that's sick, that's amiya, that's blind, that's samma, that's deaf. The Shaykh mentions from Surah to Hajj, 22nd Surah, 46 ayat, أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ Yani, did they not travel through the earth, the human beings? فَتَكُونُ لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ يَعْقِلُونَ بِهَا So they have hearts that they can use, that they can understand things with, yani that they can comprehend things with. أَوْ آذَانٌ يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا And ears with which they may hear. فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَى الْأَبْصَارِ وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَى الْقُلُوبَ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ For indeed, it is not the blindness of the sight, but rather it is the blindness of the hearts which are in the chest. Here, this particular ayat also requires some discussion in terms of the tafsir, but the general meaning of the ayat is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, did they not travel to the earth, and that they had hearts with which they could understand, and they had ears with which they could hear. The concern is not with the eyes, the blindness of the eyesight of the eyes, but rather what the concern here is with the blindness of the hearts. The blindness of the hearts which are in the chest. In other words, yani, traveling through the earth is not just for the purpose of seeing sights, physical sights, and hearing sounds, but rather it's for seeing the signs in the creation, taking lessons from them, and hearing the news, the history of the people of the past, and taking lessons from that. The Shaykh says, before I look at the tafsir, the Shaykh says, yani, so the best of people are those whose hearts are rectified. وَأَثْمَرَ صَلَاحًا عَلَى ظَاهِرِهِ. And then this brings forth fruit, which is the righteousness that is seen in the yani outward appearance of the person. And the most evil of the people and the most filthy of the people is مَنْ أَظْهَرَ صَلَاحًا فِي ظَاهِرِهِ وَبَاطِنُهُ فَاسِدٌ مُذْلِمٌ. And the most evil and the most filthy of the people are those who display outwardly righteousness, yani in their outward appearance, but their internal being is fasid, corrupt, muzlim, dark and gloomy. Okay, before we go on to two very important hadith that the Shaykh mentions as the foundation for this particular topic, we want to look at the tafsir, just a little bit of these two ayat that the Shaykh mentions, to classify, yani as a classification of the types of hearts. The first ayat is from Surah Ash-Shu'ara, 26 Surah 86 ayat, and the Shaykh quotes, yani, this portion of the section, إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهِ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ, except the one who comes to Allah with a sound, yani healthy heart. Yani, what came before this ayat, which makes clear, yani, the context of the ayat, is the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَا تُخْزِنِي يَوْمَ يُبْعَثُونَ. Yani, and do not disgrace me on the day when they will be resurrected. Yani yawma la yanfa'u malun wala banun. Yani a day in which wealth and children will not benefit a person. Don't disgrace me on that day. Illa man ata Allah bi kalbin salim. And this would be the case that wealth and children and whatever a person possess will not be of any benefit on that day, but rather the only thing that will be of benefit is the one who comes to Allah with a sound, yani healthy heart. As Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'adi, he says concerning this, yani part of what he says concerning this, is that what will benefit a person on that day, yani the person who has the sound heart, what will benefit a person on that day, yani who will benefit them with Allah, is the heart that's clean, that's sound, that's healthy, that's free from yani the evils that corrupt a person. He said, this sound heart is what will save a person from the punishment of Allah. And this sound heart is what will make a person worthy and deserving of a great reward. And then he describes the sound heart, al-qalb al-salim. What is this sound heart? He said, the meaning of this is the heart that is free from shirk, worshipping something besides Allah, and free from shak, doubt in that which Allah has revealed. And the one that is, ya'ani, free from mahabbata shar, free from having love for evil, and free from yani being constantly engaged in innovation and sins. And this, the heart being free from these things that have been mentioned, necessitates that it be described with the opposite characteristics. That is, that it be described a heart that is upon ikhlas, yani sincerity, tawheed of Allah alone. And a heart that is upon ilm and yaqeen, yani the opposite of doubt, one who has knowledge and certainty. And the heart that is upon mahabbatul khayr, love of good. And that good is adorned, yani made adorned and attractive and beloved in the heart of the human being. And also that person's irada, their desires, and their love, and that which they love, is tabi'atan limahabbatillah. Yani is subject to what Allah loves. And their hawa, their desires, is tabi'an lima ja'anillah. Yani subject to that which has come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani in this deen. So this is the first type of heart that the Shaykh mentions, or that he alludes to in this particular ayah. And the second type of heart that the Shaykh mentions to is the sick, corrupted heart that he alludes to in the ayah in Surah Al-Hajj 22:46, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَتُكُونُ لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ يَعْقِلُونَ بِهَا. Yani did they not travel in the earth, and they had hearts with which they can comprehend, and adhan, ears with which they may hear. Indeed, the matter is not the blindness of the absar, walakin it is the blindness of the hearts which are in the chest. Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di, and he just briefly from his comments concerning this ayat, he said, أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ, did they not travel in the earth? With their bodies and their hearts. Not just physically traveling without the presence of heart and mind. فَتَكُونُ لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ يَعْقِلُونَ بِهَا, and they had hearts with which they can comprehend. Comprehend what? Comprehend the ayat of Allah. وَيَتَأَمَّلُونَ بِهَا, and reflect and contemplate upon these ayats and the lessons that are contained within them. Taking, yani, heed to what these ayat contain. Yani reflecting upon the ayat of Allah, the signs of Allah. Yani meaning what Allah has created in the earth and the things that they see as they travel through the earth. The signs of Allah on the earth, reflecting upon them and the lessons taken from them. وَأَذَانٌ يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا, and ears with which they hear. Hear what he said? The akhbar, the news, the history of the past nations, and the history of the qurun al-mu'azzabeen, those generations of people who were punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for their disobedience and disbelief. He said that this is, yani, part of what is intended here. Yani, did they not travel to the earth? Yani, not just physically, but with their hearts. And did they not have hearts with which they can understand the signs of Allah that they see in the earth and reflect upon the lessons that are from them? And ears to hear the news of the places that they traveled through and the history of those people who passed away before them and who were destroyed by Allah for their disobedience to Allah. For indeed, he said, مُجَرَّدْ نَظَرَ الْعَيْنِ, just simply the looking with the eyes, with the eyesight, and seeing things in the earth, وَسَمَعَ الْأَذَانِ, and just hearing the sounds that the ears here, was sayr al-badan, and the physical traveling, without a tafakkur, reflecting, and without i'tibar, yani, taking a lesson from these things, then this, غير مفيد, this is of no benefit at all. And this doesn't lead a person to what is, yani, desired, to the goal. And for this reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَى الْأَبْصَارِ وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَى الْقُلُوبَ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. For it is not the blindness of the sight, but rather it is the blindness of the hearts which are in the chest. This is the blindness that is harmful in one's deen. The blindness of the heart being blind from the truth, such that it cannot witness the truth, just as the physically blind person cannot witness things that are seen around them. As far as the blindness of the sight, physical blindness, then, yani, This is no more than, yani, a physical, and it's no more than a worldly matter. It doesn't affect one's hereafter. So, after this, the Shaykh mentions, after these two types of hearts, and of course our topic again is Athrul Quran fi Islah al-Qulub. We're talking about the mending, the rectification, the reformation, the restoration, yani the reparation, the repair of the hearts, the effect, or the, yani, the the effect or the impact of the Quran on the rectification of the hearts. So after the Shaykh mentions these two ayats, letting us know the hearts are not all the same, that there are hearts which are healthy and sound, which will benefit a person in this world and in the next, and there are hearts that are sick and corrupt, which will cause a person's loss in this world, and then, yani, more importantly, their loss in the next world. After that, the Shaykh says, yani, the best of people are those whose hearts have been rectified, have been reformed, have been improved, have been made upright, such that the manifestation of it and the fruit of it is the uprightness, the righteousness that you see in their outward appearance. And the most evil and ugly of the people are those who show outwardly uprightness and righteousness in their outward appearance, while inside there's nothing but corruption and darkness. Here the Shaykh mentions two very, very important hadith related to our topic. And I would think that these two hadith are relatively short. They should be memorized. Yani whoever is a memorizer of the Quran and the Sunnah, then these two hadith are worthy of memorization. The first of them is in Sahih Muslim and others on the authority of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, and the second of them is in the Musnad of Imam Ahmed on the authority of Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, and it was declared to be Hassan by Shaykh al-Albani in Al-Sinsila al-Hadith al-Sahiha. The first hadith reported by Abu Hurairah and collected by Imam Muslim, he said that for this reason, yani the importance of the heart being upright and righteous, and the danger of the corrupt heart, even if one outwardly shows righteousness. It is for this reason that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ أَجْسَامِكُمْ وَلَا إِلَىٰ صُورِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَأَمَالِكُمْ. That indeed, and rather, let me look at the actual wording that came in Sahih Muslim, because the hadith is also in Ibn Majah and others, but in the wording of Sahih Muslim, the wording is, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ صُوَرِكُمْ وَأَمْوَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَأَمَالِكُمْ. Yani in the first narration, it has أَجْسَامِكُمْ وَصُورِكُمْ, and in the narration in Imam Muslim, it has صُورِكُمْ وَأَمْوَالِكُمْ, yani أَمْوَالِكُمْ in place of أَجْسَامِكُمْ. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ صُورِكُمْ وَأَمْوَالِكُمْ. That indeed, Allah does not look at, Allah is not concerned with, He doesn't look at your sur, your outward appearance, or your physical bodies. Nor does He look to your wealth, your possessions, your properties. And He doesn't look at your outward appearance, what you look like physically, your clothing, your wealth, your properties. وَلَكِنْ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَأَمَالِكُمْ. But rather Allah looks to your hearts, and Allah looks at your actions. This hadith requires a session in and of itself. Let us suffice to say that whoever reflects upon this, the point that the Prophet ﷺ is driving home here, and when he mentioned this, that Allah rather looks at your hearts and your actions, then he pointed with his finger to his chest, yani to the place of the heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet ﷺ is telling us, is not concerned about your outward appearance, how much wealth and property, or what kind of fine clothing you wear. Rather, Allah is concerned about the purity of your hearts, which its fruit is the righteousness of your actions. Allah looks at your hearts, and Allah looks at your actions, and this is what we should be concerned about. For this reason, the Shaykh says, the uprightness, or the righteousness, or the goodness of the bodies looking good, yani being in shape with muscles or whatever, the goodness of the zahir, the outward appearance of a person, haqiqatan, in reality, is based upon salah al-qulub. Yani the real uprightness or righteousness or goodness of the body and outward appearance, in reality, is dependent upon righteousness of the hearts. Otherwise, that outward appearance is just a facade, it's fake. It has no real meaning and no benefit. For this reason, since if a person wants to look good on the outside, they want to make their hair look good and wear nice clothing and look in good shape, and because they want to have a good appearance, then the reality, the real good appearance, is the good appearance that is the result of the righteousness of the hearts. For this reason, if the hearts are upright, are healthy and whole and sound, then the whole body will be whole and sound. And the Prophet ﷺ, in another hadith, the hadith that the Shaykh mentions here from Imam Ahmed on the authority of Anas ibn Malik, that is Hassan, the Prophet ﷺ said, very, very important hadith as well, لَا يَسْتَقِيمُ إِيمَانُ عَبْدٍ حَتَّى يَسْتَقِيمَ قَلْبُهُ. لَا يَسْتَقِيمُ إِيمَانُ عَبْدٍ, that a person's iman will not be upright, will not be correct, will not be whole and sound, حَتَّى يَسْتَقِيمَ قَلْبُهُ, unless and until the heart becomes upright. Yani the uprightness of a person's iman is dependent upon the uprightness, the purity, the soundness of one's heart. Yani being free from shirk and kufr and hypocrisy and yani evil of different types. Here the Shaykh says, yani we're going to go on to the next part of this discussion. The Shaykh closes this point by saying, وَلَنْ يَكُونُ فِي الْأَرْضِ صَلَاحٌ إِلَّا بِصَلَاحِ الْقُلُوبِ. There will be no uprightness, no goodness in the earth except based upon the uprightness of the hearts. فَالْإِحْتِمَامُ بِصَلَاحِهَا أَعْظَمُ الْفَرَائِدِ وَأَهَمُّ الْأُمُورِ. And therefore, given attention and care to the uprightness, to the correctness, to the goodness of the hearts is the greatest of all obligatory duties. And it is the most important of all affairs. This is the yani closing of the first point of this yani presentation, the impact or the effect of the Quran on the mending or reformation or rectification or reparation of the hearts. The impact of the Quran. The part of this discussion is what? The difference between hearts. There are hearts that are upright and hearts that are corrupt. And that the outward appearance and the end result of a person's yani life in this world will be dependent upon the uprightness of their hearts. Therefore, the most important of all affairs is the attention that is necessary to be given to the correction, the rectification, the mending, the fixing of the hearts. This is the most important matter. Here, the Shaykh now begins to mention, he talks now here about the Qur'an. And he talks here about the Qur'an. The descriptions of the Qur'an that is going to have this great impact upon the mending, the fixing, the repairing or the rectification of the hearts. And here the Shaykh mentions 10 ayat. We want to stop on each one of these ayat and have some discussion about each one due to the importance of this of these ayat, but because of the time, the shortness of time that we have remaining, I'm just going to read through the ayats, and then in whatever time remains, I'm going to go back and look at each one of those ayats a little bit, from the statements of the scholars of tafsir. So the Shaykh here, he says, وَمَا عَرَفَتْ الْبَشَرِيَّةِ طَرِيقًا لِلْإِصْلَاحِ أَعْظَمْ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ. Humanity has not known any way for the rectification or the mending of society, of the human beings, greater than the Qur'an. There's no way to rectification, to improvement, to reparation, to repairing the human society, first and foremost the human hearts. There's no greater way to this reformation than through the Qur'an. وَكَيْفَ لَا يَكُونُ كَذَلِكَ. And how is it possible that this could not be so? Yani, how is it possible to be otherwise than the greatest way to rectification is through the Qur'an? How could it be otherwise? وَهُوَ كَلَامُ اللَّهِ. While this Qur'an is the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الَّذِي أَنزَلَهُ عَلَىٰ أَشْرَفُ رُسُلِهِ وَخَاتِمِ أَنْبِيَاهِ وَأَظَمْ أَوْلِيَاهِ مُحَمَّدٍ عَبْدٍ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. How could it not be the only way, the best way, the greatest way of reformation? How could it be other than the Qur'an, when this Qur'an is the speech of Allah, which He has sent down and revealed upon the most noble of His messengers, and the seal of His prophets, and the greatest of the awliya, the people of Iman and Taqwa, that is Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How could there be any other way greater than the islah, the mending and rectification of society through the Qur'an? How could there be any other way? While this Qur'an is the speech of Allah. وَالَّذِي وَصَفَهُ. And this Qur'an is the book that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described with awsaf kathira, with many descriptions, with many yani descriptions that point to its magnificence, that points to its barakah, its blessings, that points to the tremendous impact or effect that it has, and that points to yani its comprehensiveness. How could there be yani any other source or any other way for the rectification greater than the Qur'an, when this is the speech of Allah, which Allah has described in many ayats in the Quran. The Shaykh has mentioned 10 of them. The first ayat that he mentions, يَقُولُ رَبُّنَا سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. This is from Surah to Yusuf, 12th Surah, 2nd ayat. إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ قُرْآنًا عَرَبِيًّا لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعَقِلُونَ. That indeed we have sent it down, yani the Quran, we have sent it down, Quran and Arabian, as an Arabic Quran, yani in the language of the people that the Prophet was amongst. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعَقِلُونَ. And the best of all languages, and the most precise and most perfect of all languages. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعَقِلُونَ. So that you will understand. Yani the first ayat that the Shaykh mentions, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ قُرْآنًا عَرَبِيًّا. The first description that he mentions is Allah saying, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we have sent it down, we have revealed it as an Arabic Quran so that you will understand. We're going to come back to some of the discussion of this ayat. The second ayat the Shaykh mentions, Surah Al-Sa'd, 38th Surah, 29th ayat. Kitabun anzalnahu ilayka mubarakun liyadabbaru ayatihi waliyatadhakkara ulul albab. A book which we have sent down. Again, look at the description in these ayahs. Allah has said, we have sent down from the heavens, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has revealed, he has sent down to you, mubarakan, full of blessings, liyadabbaru ayatihi, for the purpose of contemplating, pondering, reflecting upon its ayat. And for the purpose of liyatadhakkara, the purpose of, yani the ulul albab, the people who have, yani, people who have intellects through which they may understand, the people of intelligence, so that they would what? Be reminded, so that they would be, yani, so that they would take heed. Allah has sent down this book full of blessings in order that the people would ponder over its ayat, and in order that the people would take heed, the people of understanding. Again, these are descriptions that the Shaykh has mentioned of the Quran, which is the, yani, means through which the hearts are mended, the greatest means through which the hearts are mended. The third ayat he mentions, Surah Al-An'am, 6th Surah, 155th ayat. The saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَهَذَا كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ مُبَارَكًا فَاتَّبِعُهُ وَاتَّقُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. That this is a book which we have sent down, we have revealed, مُبَارَكٌ, full of blessings. Then Allah gives a command, فَاتَّبِعُهُ, so follow it. Wattaqu, another command, and observe taqwa, la'allakum turhamun, so that you will be given mercy. Again, this is the description of the Quran, that is the source of the rectification of the hearts, a book that has been sent down, revealed, full of blessings, which Allah ordered us to follow, and He ordered us to observe taqwa in reference to that which it contains, so that we will receive mercy. Here the Shaykh comments just briefly on this third ayat. He said Allah Azza wa Jalla has described the Quran as being mubarakan, full of blessings, and He has also ordered that it be followed. Then the Shaykh goes to the next ayat. That was the third ayat. Now the Shaykh goes now to the fourth ayat. He comments on it first, saying, وَبَيِّنَا أَنَّ الْهُدَىٰ, and Allah also has made clear that the guidance, all guidance is in His book, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He said concerning that in Surah Al-Isra, 17th Surah, 9th Ayat, إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يَحْدِي لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَمُ. That indeed this Qur'an guides, it is the huda, all of guidance is in this book. Indeed this Qur'an guides to that which is most just, most upright. Yani lillati hiya aqwam. Here the Shaykh says, reflect upon the saying of our Rabb subhanahu wa ta'ala, lillati hiya aqwam, that which is most just or most upright. Fa aqwamu tariqan, so the most upright way, tariq, road, wa aslam tariq, and the safest road, at tariq al mustaqim, the straight road, huwa ma yadullu alayhi kitabullah, it is that which the book of Allah points to. The best way, the safest way, the upright way, yani road to travel upon in this world, it is that which is pointed to by the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the Shaykh mentions the fifth ayah in reference to the book of Allah. Kitabun uhkimat ayatuh. Yani a book whose ayat, verses, have been perfected. And this ayat requires some tafsir, inshallah we're going to come back to it. The fifth ayat. Uhkimat ayatu. Its ayat have been perfected, have been arranged. It's, their meanings have been given in the most perfect form. This is in Surah Hud, 11th Surah, first ayat. The Shaykh comments on this very briefly. He said that the Quran is filled with mawa'idh wa tathkiran. Mawa'idha wa tathkiran. Yani filled with admonitions and reminders. It's full of admonitions and reminders. And for that reason, its effect on the sound, healthy heart is a great and noble effect. And it affects the heart that is healthy, that is sound. And then the Shaykh mentions the sixth ayah. Yani from Surah Hashr, 59th Surah, 21st ayah. لَوْ أَنزَلْنَا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ عَلَى جَبَلٍ. That if we were to reveal, if we were to send down this Quran upon a mountain, yani if a mountain was given the intellect of the human being to comprehend like a human being does, if we were to send down this Quran upon a mountain that could comprehend the way the human being comprehends, لَرَأَيْتَهُ خَاشِيًا مُتَصَدِّعًا مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ. Then you would have saw a mountain. If the Quran had been revealed to it, you would see it trembling and splitting apart from the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of what the Quran contains. وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. And these are just examples. Yani that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sets forward for the people that perhaps they may reflect upon it. If the Quran is such that it would cause a mountain to tremble and crumble, then why doesn't it affect the heart of the human being? Then that heart must be dead, or it must be very, very sick. But the sound heart, the Quran will affect it. It will reform it. It will repair it. It will make it upright. The seventh ayat. Before the seventh ayat, the Shaykh comments briefly. He says, this is the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In it is bayanun li kulli shay. In it is the clarification of every matter of importance that's necessary for a human being. Wa shifa'un lima fi sudur. And it is also a healing for what is in the hearts, what is in the chest. Yani the Quran is a clarification of every matter that the human being is in need of knowing. And it is also a healing for what is in the chest. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Nahl, 16th Surah, 89th ayat, وَنَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابِ تِبْيَانًا بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةً وَبُشْرًا لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ. That indeed we have sent down, نَزَّلْنَا, Allah have revealed. Look how Allah keeps describing the Quran. It's not just a book written by human beings, rather it is that which has been revealed from above, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is above the seven heavens. It has been sent down upon you, a book, تِبْيَانًا بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ, yani making crystal clear every matter that the human being is in need of. وَهُدًا, and a guidance. وَرَحْمَةً, and a mercy. وَبُشْرَ لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ, and also good news, glad tidings for the Muslims, for the people who have surrendered to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at these descriptions in this ayah. It's a book that has been revealed, sent down. It is a clarification for every matter. It's a guidance. It's a rahmah, a mercy, and it is a means of glad tidings for the Muslims. Eighth ayat, the Shaykh says, هَذَا الْكِتَابُ يُخْرِجُ النَّاسِ مِنْ كُلِّ ظَلَمَةٍ إِلَى خَيْرُ النُّورِ. That this book removes the human beings, takes them out of every darkness, إِلَى خَيْرُ النُّورِ, to the good, yani the goodness of light, takes them out of the evil of darkness into the goodness of light. The saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah to Ibrahim, 14th Surah, 1st ayat, أَلِفْ لَامْ رَى كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسِ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ إِلَى الصِّرَاطِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَمِيدِ. That Alif Lam Ra, a book, again Allah describes the Quran as a book, أَنزَلْنَاهُ, which we have revealed, we have sent down to you, for the purpose of لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسِ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ, for the purpose of bringing the people out of darkness into light, out of the darkness of kufr and shirk and hypocrisy and all kinds of evil, into yani superstitions, into the light of iman, Islam, tawheed, and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yani we have revealed this book for the purpose of you bringing the people yani enabling you to bring the people out of darkness into light, bi idhni rabbihim, by the permission of their Rabb. Yani not because somebody is smarter than somebody else, or better or stronger, or more intelligent, but rather by the permission of your Rabb. Ila sirat al-aziz al-hakim, to the sirat, to the way of al-aziz, the mighty, al-hamid, the praiseworthy. Here the Shaykh comments, saying, فهذا القرآن فيه الشفاء. So this Quran contains healing. وفيه الصلاح. And in it is uprightness or righteousness. وفيه خير. And it has goodness in it. وفيه سعادة. Happiness or good fortune. ولن تصلح القلوب أبدا إلا بكلام ربه بربنا سبحانه وتعالى. And then he says, and this is a powerful statement, لن تصلح القلوب أبدا. The hearts will never be repaired. The hearts will never be mended. They will never be rectified, reformed. Ever. Except by the speech of our Rabb subhanahu wa ta'ala. As our Rabb subhanahu wa ta'ala said, yani in Surah Al-Isra, 17th Surah, 82nd Ayah, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And we have sent down, yani from the Qur'an, that which is a healing and is a mercy, lil-mu'mineen, for the believers. And in a previous ayat, yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَبُشْرَ لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ, and good news for those who have surrendered themselves. And in this ayat he said, yani لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَرَحْمَةٌ, yani هُوَ الشِّفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ, for those who believe. Surah Al-Isra, 17th Surah, 82nd ayat. And also, as our Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala said, yani in Surah Yunus, 10th Surah, 57th Ayat, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مَوْعِظَةٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ وَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. O mankind, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مَوْعِظَةٌ, yani a maw'idha, an admonishment, a warning, yani an instruction, a reminder, has come from your Rabb. وَشِفَاءٌ, and it is also not only a maw'idha, something that admonishes you to do right and not to do evil, and reminds you and encourages you. It's not only a maw'idha, an admonition, but it is also shifa'un, لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ, and it is a healing for that which is in the chest. And it is a guidance, huda, and it is a rahma lil-mu'mineen, for those who have iman. So the Shaykh closes this portion by saying, فَالْقُرْآنَ شِفَاءٌ مِنْ كُلِّ دَاءٍ. The Qur'an is a healing from every sickness. Not just spiritual sickness, not just mental sickness, but even physical sickness. And that's another discussion. But it is what? The Qur'an is شِفَاءٌ مِنْ كُلِّ دَاءٍ, from every illness. شَفَاءٌ لِهَذِي الصُّدُورِ, yani it is a healing for the chest, the hearts, yani that which is controlling the affair of the human being. That is our topic, yani the impact of the Qur'an on the mending or rectification or repair of the hearts. It is the shifa'an lil-qulub min kulli shayin qabih, yani it is the healing for the hearts from everything that is ugly, filthy. يَغْسِلُ الْقَلْبِ غَسْلًا يُطَحِّرُهُ تَطْحِيرًا. So it washes the hearts, a washing, a complete washing, and it purifies the heart, a complete purification. And we don't have a lot of time left, and I wanted to go back and look at the tafsir of some of these ayat. So perhaps next week, inshallah, we do that. In the few minutes that are remaining, just introduce the topic that we're going to be talking about next week. And here the Shaykh says, after he mentioned all of these ayat, which give us different descriptions of how Allah has described the Qur'an, yani that the Qur'an, its ayat have been perfected, that he has revealed this Qur'an, if it had been revealed upon a mountain, it would cause it to tremble and crumble. That this Qur'an, it contains clarification of every matter. That it is a rahmah, mercy, that it's a bushra for the Muslims. That it is a maw'idha, an admonition, a healing for what's in the hearts, and a rahmah for the believers. And so on, to the end of the descriptions, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yani a means of bringing the people out of darkness into light. After all of these descriptions, and these are just selected ayahs that the Shaykh mentioned, yani concerning descriptions of the Qur'an, and there are many to make us to see the greatness of this Qur'an, its magnificence, its importance, and how it is really the only means, and should be the only means, that a person turns to for the rectification of the heart. We shouldn't be, yani, turning to some people who have yani intellectual ideas and thoughts and theories and philosophies about yani the reformation of the human being. Rather, it is the Quran, the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which He has sent down. And in most of these ayats, He says, He has sent it down. He has revealed it for these various purposes and benefits that are mentioned in the ayats that precede it. Then the Shaykh says, Allah. إلا أن أثر القرآن إلا أن الأثر القرآن أيها الأخوة في إصلاح القلوب مشروط بشرط عظيم مشروط بمحل القابل كما قال ربنا سبحانه إن في ذلك لذكرى لمن كان له قلب أو ألقى السمع وهو الشهيد. This is سورة قاف يعني 50th سورة 37th آيات. The Shaykh, he says here, and this is going to be our topic for next week, we're going to start with this, or we might look at some of the tafsir of the ayats, the 10 ayats that the Shaykh mentioned, and then we're going to go into this part of the topic. That is, that the Quran has all of these benefits, and it brings about all of these good results. إِلَّا أَنَّ أَثَرُ الْقُرْآنِ Except that the impact, the effect of the Quran, O brothers, he said, in mending and repairing the hearts is conditioned with a tremendous condition. Yani mashrut bi mahal al qabil. The condition is that there has to be a receptacle to receive that the healing and the rahmah and the tibyan, the clarification that the Quran brings. There has to be a receptacle that is ready to receive yani that which the Quran has been sent down with. The Shaykh says, and this is as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Qaf, 50th Surah, 37th Ayah, إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَذِكْرَ That indeed in this Quran is a reminder, لِمَنْ كَانَ لَهُ قَلْبٌ For the one who has a heart, yani a live, healthy, sound heart. أَوْ أَلْقَى السَّمَعَ Or that person has, and that person has, yani given their ear, yani they have listened carefully. وَهُوَ الشَّهِيدُ And that person, yani, is present, yani, meaning their heart and presence of heart and mind. The Shaykh said that this is the condition, that all of these benefits and these effects that the Quran has on the heart, that the Quran has on the human being, is dependent upon there being a proper, sound, healthy receptacle, a sound, safe heart, yani qalbun salim, in order to receive this reminder, that a person listens carefully to the Quran when one is reciting it or is being recited to one. And that the person is present, yani presence, has presence, consciousness, presence of heart and mind. This is the condition that is necessary in order for this benefit to come from the Quran. We're going to talk about this next week in some detail. But for now, inshallah, we're going to stop here. And hopefully in the next session, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we're going to try to look at least briefly some of the tafsir of those 10 ayats, and then we're going to go into the second part of this topic, that is the condition which is necessary, the conditions which are necessary to be fulfilled in order to get the benefit of the Quran. Let me just say here that this topic of the impact of the Quran on the rectification of the heart is indeed appropriate in that we are in Ramadan, the month in which the Quran was revealed, and this is a time in which we are exerting ourselves and reading the Quran probably more than any other time. Many people are reading the Quran every day, some reading at least one juz, 1/30th or more than that every day, completing the Quran once or twice or three times in this month of Ramadan, listening to the Quran in the night prayers, in the day prayers, yani in the Maghrib, Isha and Fajr, and as well in the Taraweeh. And yani this is a time when we should give ourselves over to the Quran and take advantage of this opportunity, yani that in the month of Ramadan the shayateen are chained and people are less distracted. We don't say that there's no distraction, but people are less distracted. This is a time that we can benefit from this Quran and set it as a pattern, as a habit that we will retain after Ramadan. I'm just going to mention any quickly without discussion hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, three narrations from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and all of them are authentic. Man sama Ramadan imanan wa ihtisaban ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi. Yani whoever fasts the month of Ramadan إيمانا واحتسابا, يعني having إيمان and احتساب, have an expectation and anticipation of the reward of Allah, then their previous sins will be forgiven. Second, well, and by the way, that particular hadith is an authentic hadith which is reported by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. The second hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ عِنْدَ كُلِّ فِطْرٍ أُتَقَاءُ وَذَلِكَ فِي كُلِّ لَيْلَةٍ. This is also a tremendous hadith. Shaykh al-Albani in Sahih al-Jami' al-Saghir, hadith number 2170, said that it is sahih. And that hadith is indeed Allah has utaqa, those who He frees from the hellfire, at every fitr, yani, and yet every fast breaking, and that is during every night, yani, of the fast. This is this hadith reported by Ibn Majah, and Shaykh al-Albani said in Sahih al-Jami' al-Saghir that it's sahih. Every night when we break fast, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is freeing some of His, yani, believing servants from the hellfire. This is something they look forward to every single night, fasting all day, not just looking forward to eating, but rather looking forward to being freed from the hellfire. The last hadith is As-Siyam Junnah min al-Nar ka Junnati Ahadikum min al-Qital. Yani, fasting is a Junnah, a shield from the hellfire, like the shield that one of you uses in fighting. This hadith is reported by An-Nasa'i and Ibn Majah, from Uthman ibn Abi al-As, and Shaykh al-Albani also mentioned it in Sahih al-Jami' al-Saghir, hadith number 3879. Sahih al-Jami' al-Saghir. These are three hadith that hopefully are a good reminder to us of the importance of this fast that we're engaging in, especially, yani, this fast of the month of Ramadan, that is a means through which a person's previous sins can be forgiven. It is a means through which a person may be freed from the hellfire, and it is also a shield to protect the person from shaitan and from sin and corruption and other harm. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayka.